glory days are with you. My glory days are with you.
How are we doing this morning, Wake? I love to hear that. I am so glad you guys are here. It is Promotion Sunday, and so I'm just going to start. I know Luke, or Parker, actually introduced myself with those lovely pictures, and they were incredible. But if you don't know me, my name is Jonathan Linder. I am the Wake Men's Director. I've been hanging out at Wake for about coming up on 2 years now, and I love what I get to do. I love that there are new and incoming sixth graders. I love that I see faces again from seventh and eighth graders, and so we are so excited and glad y'all are here. A little bit about myself before we jump into our new series called Glory Days. I grew up in Dallas. I went to Dallas Baptist University. I think we have a picture of that. Go Patriots. After graduating from DBU, I went through the Watermark Residency Program. I got married. I have an 8-month-old daughter. Her name is Lucy. She's not as old in that picture. She's actually in the back. Sorry for the side of the room, but you guys can see Lucy back there. She's doing incredible. She actually, fun fact, Lucy was up last night from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. So we were partying last night, and that was a ton of fun. But, you know, the show must go on, so we're here. After that, again, I jumped in on the Wake team, and I've been here and loving it ever since. So that's a little bit about myself, but again, we are so excited you're here. And if this is your first time in Wake, our mission is that every student would be known and accepted, taught about Jesus, and challenged to grow. And those are the three things that we continually do and seek to do with you guys on a regular basis. And so the two main ways we do that are Wake on a Sunday morning. So if you're here, you already checked that box. We are really excited for that. And then the other way that we do that is through small groups. And so our small groups happen on Wednesday nights. And the main way that we do small groups is through our adult leaders. So some of you see these young adult leaders around the room. And we have a deep belief that Hebrews 13:7 is true. And Hebrews 13:7 says this: remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. And so we are charging and asking you that you would follow these leaders that we have placed before you, that you would imitate their faith, that they are running hard and chasing after Jesus, and we believe that they have an example worth following. And so that's the main way we do our ministry this in Wake, is Sunday mornings, through all the programming things we do on stage, but it is through small group leaders and relationships with them. So if you're not a part of a small group, again, sixth graders, those are coming for you guys, but we would encourage everyone to get plugged into a small group. So with that being said, I want to jump into this series, The Glory Days, and I want to start by showing you guys a few pictures, and we're going to play a quick game. And so the way this game is going to work, I'm going to throw a picture up on the screen, and I just want you guys to try to guess, you can just yell it out, who you think this is a picture of. It's someone in their younger days, someone famous in their younger days. So let's start with the first one here. All right, we got some guesses. He's got a sweet flat top and a great mullet going in the back. Amazing flow. All right, let's go to the picture. That is Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye. Maybe some of you know him as Hawkeye. His name is Jeremy Renner. All right, now number two, this one might be a little easier. Okay, that one does sound a little easier. That is, in fact, Taylor Swift. And last but not least, Someone said Justin Bieber. I heard Justin Bieber. That is Zac Efron. You're right. Okay, so that is Zac Efron, right? Okay, so I show you those pictures because today we're talking about the glory days. And whenever someone references their glory days, they're typically talking about, right, the days that were so amazing for them. And maybe think of the guy who he's older, and he was the high school quarterback, and he's like, man, when I was in high school, I could throw a ball 100 yards. I was incredible. Or the girl is like, man, I was the head of the cheerleading team. It was incredible. I loved high school. Or the college guy who's like, man, college was the best time of my life. We got to stay up late. I wasn't with my parents. I had so much freedom, right? Whatever your people reference as their glory days. And the definition of that is a time in the past regarded as being better than the present. And I start by showing you those pictures of those celebrities because I don't think any of those celebrities would look back at their middle school days and those times and go, man, those were my glory days. And in fact, I know Taylor Swift wouldn't say that because this is actually a quote from Taylor Swift. She says, junior high was actually really hard because I got dumped by this group of popular girls. They didn't think I was pretty or cool enough, so they stopped talking to me. She goes on to say that she came home from middle school every single day miserable. And I think that a lot of people that you would talk to would look back at their middle school days and go, man, those were not my glory days. And I think for a lot of us, middle school, and this was true of me, and it may not be true for you, but middle school is a time that can just kind of be considered by some as the awkward stage, right? There's a lot of change going on. Some people have braces. Some people have friend groups are forming. Sports are starting to take shape. All of these things are changing. Life looks a lot different from that jump from elementary school into middle school, and I think that it's really hard for a lot of people to look back and go, man, those were the days I had it all figured out. I was confident, and I really was running in my lane. And I just want to acknowledge that these days can be hard. Your middle school years can be hard. It can be a time marked by a lot of questions and few answers and a lot of change and a little control. Whether that's change or hard things going on in your family, whether that's at school, with your friends, right? It may not be true for everyone in this room, but I think exactly even Taylor Swift, right? Someone who is probably one of the most popular people in the entire world now, that she says, man, when I came home every day from middle school, I was miserable. And I wouldn't say that my middle school days were marked by that, but it definitely was marked by a lot of scars and a lot of time for me of chasing my own way. And I want to share a little bit more about that. But, man, the whole point of this series and what I want to try to convince you of today is that right now, that your middle school days can be something that you look back on when you're in high school or college or when you're an adult someday and go, those were my glory days. I want you to be convinced that you have an opportunity that these days and these grades that you're in right now can be a time where you set a foundation for the rest of your life, that you set your life on Jesus and you go all in with him. And I'm not saying just all in, like, man, I show up to church on a regular basis and small group, I check the boxes, I'm a pretty good person, but going all in, like, I believe that God's word is true and I want my life to be shaped by it, that I believe that God has a better way for me and that it's not just, the Bible's not just a rule book and some things to follow, but it's genuinely a relationship that I can have with him that brings life, love, and more joy than anything the world has to offer. And so I want to share with you a little bit about my story, and again, just for you guys to get a chance to know me. And so the title I would give for this is Why My Middle School Days Were Not My Glory Days, right? So for me, I would not say that my middle school days were my glory days, but again, my goal here is not to paint a picture that, hey, middle school is this really horrible and hard time. For some of you, you may be so excited to get into sixth grade, so excited for all the sports or different things being offered, and that's amazing. Middle school is not just this negative thing, but I think often people look at it that way, and so I'm trying to paint that light that middle school can be your glory days, but that was not the case for me. And you'll hear in a little bit of how I explain what it looked like for me and why middle school was not my glory days. But to start, I grew up in the church. And so I don't know if, you know, a lot of you guys maybe have either been here, coming since Crossroads and up, or maybe some of you, this is your first day stepping foot into a church. But I grew up going on Sundays and Wednesdays, going to small group. You know, in elementary school, I had a pretty sheltered childhood. I was pretty well behaved, but I would occasionally try to, you know, make people laugh or disobey a teacher just so that other people, you know, I could kind of be the class clown in some ways. But then when I got to middle school, it was like everything changed. And, you know, in middle school, you even saw that picture, right, of me in band. But I had all these different choices and different things, right? In middle school, I got to choose between band, choir, sports, schedule, locker. There were new students from new schools. So many things changed for me when I got to middle school. And everything was really, really different from what it was like for me in elementary school. And friend groups started to form at this time for me. Guys started cussing more, started saying inappropriate jokes. Guys started talking to girls and dating and relationships started to happen. Sports started to create more separation. Hey, are you on A team or B team or do you play for this select sports group or not? And people started to form their identity by what they did or who they were around. And so for me, I faced all these choices, and I started to just kind of think like, hey, I'm going to do whatever I think is best. That's the best way I would describe middle school. I went through the motions because I just decided I'm going to do whatever I think is best and wherever I can find life. And there was all of this change going on around me. And in the midst of all of this change, the thing that I really found to be true is that I started to care more and more about what everyone else thought of me. I started to care so much about how other people viewed me in middle school. And I was faced with all of these insecurities. And if to use this illustration, I just want you to picture two canoes, right, or two boats. And I had 1 foot in each one of these different canoes. And so one of those canoes might be characterized as the church, right? I could go all in with my friends that were in church, my small group. I could go in with God's word and believe it to be true, and I could have my life be shaped by it. I could seek humility and just ask questions and really be like, okay, I'm not going to be concerned with what these people think of me. I'm going to go all in with the church. And the other canoe was maybe the world, right? The other one was like, hey, I'm going to try to do what I think is best. I'm going to try to be accepted by other people. I'm going to try to be popular. I'm going to try to be well-liked. I'm going to try to be funny. All of these different things. And those canoes were going in 2 separate directions for me. And in middle school, throughout middle school, was the first time where I had to actually make a choice because I couldn't continue to keep 1 foot in both of those forever. And so I had to put both of my feet in one canoe. And guys, I chose the world. I did not choose the church. I continued to go to church because my parents made me. But I put both my feet in the world canoe and I said, let's go. I'm setting sail and I'm going to seek to do everything that I think I know is best. And when I chose to put both my feet in the canoe of the world, what that ended up doing for me was giving me a mask. And so I put on this mask and tried to be accepted and well-liked by other people when it genuinely wasn't who I wanted to be or who I thought I was. But I put on a mask and I started to act and try to be liked by all of these other people, right? I started to chase relationships, accolades, grades, whatever I could do to grab anyone else's attention or fill the insecurity in my heart. I started cheating on tests. I started trying to find my identity in sports or what position I played or what team I was on. Trying to be funny or well-liked or make jokes or say something that could make someone else who was really popular think that I was really cool. I started to be really worried about what I wore, what I had, what other people, again, thought of me. The insecurities were there, and I put both of my feet in the world, and that left me wearing a mask for most of my middle school and high school days. And I look back at that time, and I really would tell you that it was marked by a lot of scars and not a lot of joy. And, you know, you'd probably think and know that, like, man, if that was where your life looked like in middle school, do you think it got better or worse for me when I got to high school? It got worse. And for me, my glory days were not my middle school days and not my high school days. It wasn't until college, until the Lord really grabbed my heart and showed me that he loves me, that he cares for me, that truly, that his word is something that can change my life. Joshua 1:8 was a verse that changed my life when I got to college, which just says, study this book of instruction continually, meditate on it day and night, and only then will you succeed in everything that you do. And it's not success by the world standards, but it's truly life found in Jesus because, again, he's given us his word not to rip us off, but to set us free. And so I left middle school, and all of those things showed up for me in high school. And I think truly 3 verses really mark my time in middle school. And that's Proverbs 22:4-6, which just says, the reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked, and whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And guys, I did not choose humility and trust in the Lord, and it led me directly to thorns and snares, exactly what it says there in Proverbs 22. And my charge and my heart and my plea for you is that this year would be one marked by believing that to be true. Going, man, if I operate in all the ways that I think is best, if I think I can be the king of my own life and just make all the choices, if I can do everything on my own and just seek to gain everything that the world offers, then it will go better for me. And I'm telling you guys from experience, it will not. And I'm also telling you that because God's word is true. And when we do not walk in humility and fear of the Lord, and all that really means truly is just an understanding that God is in control, that he is our Savior, that he is the one who has come to give us a better way. That when I don't trust in the Lord, that it leads me to a path filled with thorns and snares. And so I want to just clearly say for you guys, to summarize this message, that your glory days have nothing to do with your season of life and everything to do with where you place your identity. Your glory days have nothing to do with your season of life and everything to do with where you place your identity. And so middle school, this time where so many people look back and go, that was a really hard season of my life. Guys, these can be your best days. Someday when you look back in high school, in college, and as an adult, you can go, man, I saved myself from so many hurts and hard things because I decided to put both feet into the church. I decided to put both feet into my relationship with the Lord. And I hope truly that my testimony gives you a little bit of a picture of what that looks like. And you're welcome to ask me questions, but I also think that a lot of your adult leaders, that's exactly why we put you guys in groups with them, so that you can walk and understand the ways that they messed up, the ways that they've found the Lord, and you can ask them questions. So I'm really excited for small groups to kick off, and I'm really excited for you guys to have the opportunity throughout this year to build a foundation and a relationship with the Lord. And so if I could tell my middle school self anything, I would say this. If you go through your middle school years and never take your faith seriously, it will cost you. I wish I could tell myself that. Jonathan, it will cost you if you don't take your faith seriously. My Bible was something that sat on my nightstand, and it was just where I charged my phone every night. I'd plug in my phone, and I'd set it on top of my Bible, and it would collect dust. And the second thing I would tell myself is you don't have to be insecure and lonely, because an identity rooted in Christ is what gives you security and confidence. The only way you're going to find security and confidence and joy in middle school is by going all in with Jesus. An identity fully planted in him is where life is found. And I'll summarize all of this with one verse, Matthew 6:33, which just says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." He'll give you everything. And he might not give you the middle school days that are marked by a ton of popularity or a ton of acceptance by others or no hurts or no troubles in your family. He might not give that to you. But that's not the promise that Jesus offers us. Jesus offers us everything that we need, and we can find everything we need. Peace, life, and hope found solely in him. And I believe that verse to be true. That we have an opportunity to seek the kingdom of God above all else this year. And that's my charge for you in your middle school days. And so this week, I hope you are convinced and you walk away going, you know what? It is possible for my middle school days to be marked by security, love, life, and joy. And next week, I want to talk to you guys about how. How do we do that? What does that look like on a practical weekly basis? How do I go all in with my small group? How do I make my middle school days marked by ones where I find joy and life to the full with Jesus? And so I'm excited you're here. I'm excited you're starting middle school, and you guys have a sweet opportunity to build a foundation and a relationship with the Lord for the rest of your life right now. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for Promotion Sunday and what you're doing here at Wake. Lord, I pray for the students in this room that hear this message and hear my story in the ways that I strayed away from you and thought I knew best in middle school. Lord, I pray that students would choose a different path, that they would put both feet into a relationship with you, that they would go all in. And if they don't know what that looks like, that they would be willing to ask questions, to seek humility, to understand you more. Lord, I'm grateful for the students in this room, and I'm excited and expectant for what you're going to do throughout the rest of this year. Lord, I pray all these things in your name. Amen. All right, guys, you guys are dismissed. You can head on back out and meet your parents.